preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Well, folks, you only get mugged if you're being investigated by the FBI. And we'll be talking about that tonight. At least the deep state FBI. Hopefully we'll get a different version of the FBI before the first term of the Trump administration is over. And in the second term of Donald Trump, a real pro-American FBI can do some good work. You're listening to the Trump Phenomenon. That's this program. Paul Fromm's with us tonight. Hi, Paul.
Hello, James.
And the date. I'm always supposed to give this at the beginning of the show. It's June 19th, 2018. Glad to have all of you out there in our audience listening, and some of you that may get in to the call line. It's 800-313-9443. Love to have you comment on the last rollicking 24 hours of Trump Phenomenon. The story yesterday, one that I'll, just to start the ball rolling here, is that Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, who I believe has a staff of almost 1,000 people working for him and a pretty much unlimited budget, he testified before congressional committees today, and that was pretty good. So we'll play a little bit of that. We'll play newly elected Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana. He had some great questions. I'll start with him. And then we'll go to my favorite. I don't know. He's certainly possibly my favorite congressman or senator, Representative Jim Jordan of Northwest Ohio. He had some great questions. So we'll cover that. Another thing that we'll cover tonight is good news for me up here in North Dakota. Donald Trump is coming my way. So I may have a chance. I certainly intend to make it happen for you folks out there in the audience. I haven't been to a Trump rally yet. And I sure have been wishing I could go to a Trump rally. Well, two of them are coming my way. One in Duluth, Minnesota. Not a short ride for me. And that's tomorrow. How about them apples? And another Trump rally is coming to Fargo, and that's just 70 miles down the interstate from me, straight as an arrow, flat North Dakota driving. And that's next Wednesday. So your correspondent here, Kelso, may get to go to two Trump rallies. They're in sizable arenas, 5,000 plus in both places. I've got my tickets. I've got my car gassed up, and I'm raring to go. So that'll be fun. And I don't know how the timing will work out. If we're in it, if we're in the Trump rally live tomorrow night during the show, I think I'll try to find a way to call in and give you a report from within a Trump rally. How about that, Paul?
That will be tremendous. And I know it'll be a great experience for you to be at the rally.
Yes. I think people, you'll probably hear me coming apart, crying, laughing, jumping. It's going to be a real experience for me. So, and then it will repeat it, deja vu all over again a week later in Fargo, North Dakota. So, and what's going on here is Donald Trump is telegraphing his strategy for 2018 very clearly with both of these rallies. His rallies are not randomly selected. The rally in Duluth, if you visualize your upper Midwest map, folks, Lake Superior, that's that big, beautiful, deep lake that I've never seen. Oh, I get to see. I've wanted to see this lake. You probably have a strong kinship with it, Paul, being a Canadian on its shores.
It's like an ocean. It's bigger than some seas. It's a deep body of water.
It's huge. So I've always wanted to see Lake Superior, and that's the lake on which that iron ore freighter sank. I forget who sang the song.
The Edmund Fitzgerald.
The Edmund Fitzgerald. What a great song. In Lake Gichigumi, which is Lake Superior. And yes, it is like an ocean. And in a storm, a big giant iron ore freighter can go down like a rock and not be found for the longest period. Anyway, with all hands on board. So but to get to the strategy, what's the strategy? Well, Lake Superior is right there bounding Michigan, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. Now, what do we know about those three states and the 2016 election? And what can we predict about them in 2020 for Donald Trump and 2018 as well? Well, Donald Trump carried Michigan. He carried Wisconsin. And he almost carried Minnesota. He came very close. Those three states were part of what was called the Blue Wall. It was supposedly insurmountable. Well, Donald Trump's this strategy, Duluth, basically is adjacent to all three states. It's in Minnesota. It's just a couple miles from Wisconsin and a few more away from Michigan, meaning that folks from all three states will be there in that arena with me. And so Donald Trump building momentum to blow down the Blue Wall again. And then what about the strategy a week from tomorrow in Fargo? What's Donald Trump trying to do there? Well, Congressman Kevin Cramer is challenging Heidi Heitkamp for the North Dakota Senate seat. And Donald Trump, this is a very important race for Donald Trump to win.
Yeah, this is a must win.
It's a must win. Heidi Heitkamp is crippled politically. She's in a state that's 2-1 Trump. She should, if Congressman Cramer can't be propelled past Heidi Heitkamp, that's a very bad sign. So yeah. Donald Trump, not going to leave anything to chance. He's coming right up to our state, and he's going to rev up the Cramer campaign against Heidi Heitkamp. So another important rally. And normally, why haven't I been able to attend a Trump rally? Well, Trump has avoided North Dakota because he knew, his advisors told him quite rightly, North Dakota is such a pro-Trump state, he really has no need to come up here. There's no question this state's going 2-1 Trump in the presidential election back in 2016. But this is a new deal here on getting Heidi Heitkamp out. And so now he's got a reason to come up here, and he's got a reason to come to Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin. So that's the report there. Now, let me give you a little audio for a little fun. Let's start the show off with a laugh here. Newly elected Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana turns out to be a as they say down there, a good'un. He's a good'un. Let's see, where is my audio of John Kennedy? He's questioning Inspector General Michael Horowitz. And let's see, where is the fun and laughter here? The giggles are at 6 minutes in. Here we go. Let's go over there. I'm just putting it down a little early so you can hear the lead in is John Kennedy questions Michael Horowitz yesterday.
And crap is true. Honestly feel like there's going to be a lot more gun issues too.
Here it is. Here it comes.
General, do you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
Nope.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
Nope.
Do you believe that Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes?
Not based on what I've read.
Do you honestly believe that the American people are going to look at this report and look at those emails and not believe that there was bias and people acting on bias and that the fix was in at the FBI?
I completely understand the concern, Senator, and that's why we've laid all this out here, and that's why we found...
Do you believe, General, and that's what you would call the Inspector General, you'd call a Surgeon General the General too. General, do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
I mean,
I love it.
But that's really good old, good homespun humor, and boy, does that ever smack him down. I love it.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Horowitz's report is a whitewash, but I talked with one of the listeners before the show today, one of you folks out there, and listeners call me frequently, and I love it, 701-317-5317. That's my cell phone. You can call me anytime. One of the listeners called me earlier today and said, hey, look, Kelso, as bad as there are certain aspects of the Horowitz report that are, you know, atrocious, it does come across as a whitewash. However, there are things about the Horowitz report that are actually pretty darn good, and we ought to appreciate them. And those elements include Horowitz did, we can thank Horowitz or somebody in his office, maybe a whole bunch of patriots in his office, which numbers, I think it's 600 to 900 attorneys in there. Although it may be a little bit vain to think that there are that there are patriots in the upper echelon of the FBI. I think, Paul, they found that they categorized political contributions from the Justice Department employees. Somehow they have access to this. It's recorded somewhere. 97% of Justice Department employee contributions in 2016 were to Hillary.
Wow.
97%. My gosh.
Drain that swamp.
Yeah. So anyway, but Horowitz does have these explosive text messages are in his 500-page report. They're in there. He did manage to and apparently somebody was trying to hide them because they had to be recovered by technical means.
Wow.
Somebody had to go in forensically and find these things, or so we are told. So he did find them, A, okay, you get a brownie point for that. B, he put them in the report, another brownie point. C, he concluded that they did not justify prosecution. Ooh. You get a demerit for that. But, you know, John Kennedy, the way he just described it, we, the people, we are going to read this report. And we're going to have people like Jim Jordan reading parts of it to us. And we will have our response to it. Let's listen to some more. Let's go now to Jim Jordan. He's also questioning Michael Horowitz. And let's go to something juicy. Okay, there's so much good stuff. I just have to kind of give you a selection here. Here's my favorite congressman, Jim Jordan, questioning yesterday.
Mr. Horowitz, was Peter Strzok put on special counsel Mueller's team?
He was.
So again, just to the guy who hates the president, the guy who ran the Clinton investigation, the guy who ran the Russian investigation, then gets assigned to the special counsel team. Do you know what? Do you know what date Mr. Horowitz, the special counsel, was named?
I believe it was around May 17th.
May 17th, 2017. Mr. Horowitz, do you remember what Peter Strzok said on May 18th, 2017?
I do. It's in our report on page 405.
I unleashed it. On the mid-year exam, this one?
Yes.
Now I need to fix it and finish it. There's unfinished business, and this could be an investigation leading to impeachment. That's what he said the day after?
Correct.
Again, don't you think that sounds and looks a little bit like to regular Americans, a little bit more than just casting a cloud on the overall investigations?
Again, I'd go back to what the report concerned, which was the Clinton email investigation, which...
So he's just... throwing sand up there. But, you know, Jim Jordan let him have it with a clean shot right there. You know, it's obviously obvious, egregious criminality by Strzok. Now, Paul, a late breaking update, you know, just within the last couple hours, Peter Strzok has been marched out of the FBI building under custody.
Wow.
Finally.
Where's he going, Guantanamo?
Oh, that would be good. But he's not going home.
So no?
Peter, Peter Strzok escorted out. Well, he's not going back to his desk. He was escorted out of the FBI building.
Now, but folks, not arrested though.
I don't know. I'll go to that story. We'll read that story in a moment, and we'll check for updates on it because it's a breaking story. But you know, we've been asking for months, folks, on this show, and of course, patriots everywhere, asking, why the hell is Peter Strzok showing up for work every day? And how does he have a security clearance unchanged from what he had before? Why has he not been fired? You know, I mean, let alone why hasn't he been prosecuted? Why has the guy not even been fired or even disciplined in any way? He was transferred from being the chief of counterintelligence to a job in human resources. Yes, that's a demotion, but we're supposed to buy that as being his punishment. He went to human resources? No. I'm sure his pay grade didn't change, and you know, nothing else changed in that regard. So he's finally been marched out of the building, and let's see if I'll look for that story in a second. But now let's listen to Jim Jordan a little bit more. Okay, here comes Jim Jordan.
Was concluded about a year earlier with Director Comey's announcement. But it's precisely why we were concerned about what occurred in late September and October when Mr. Strzok had the choice between working on the Russia investigation or on the Wiener laptop Clinton investigation.
He was prioritizing one over the other.
Chose Russia.
Yeah. Let me just finish with this. And this is probably what bothers me more than all what we just went through. This, more than that, probably what bothers me the most is Peter Strzok's attitude. I think it's what bothers Americans the most about this whole ordeal. I just want to go to one more text message that one more thing Mr. Strzok said. This is back in that August time period again. August 26, 2016, Peter Strzok says, just went to a Southern Virginia Walmart. I can smell the Trump supporters. This is what ticks Americans off more than anything else, I'm convinced, about all this in Clinton investigation, all this Russian investigation, is this idea that there are two sets of rules or two standards. One set of rules for us regular folk who shop at Walmart, but a different set if your name is Clinton, Comey, Lynch, McCabe, or if your name is Peter Strzok. And the arrogance and the condescension and the elitist attitude, that is what ticks people off. And as they look at all this and see what Strzok said throughout these investigations, that's why their confidence is so shaken. And frankly, that's why they're so mad. And that's why we got to get some answers from Mr. Rosenstein and Mr. Ray about this whole ordeal. What's that?
Yeah, it's very good there. Jim Jordan, great. And I'm just nitpicking here. A little caveat. I don't quite agree with Jim Jordan that's the worst of it. And that's what bothers America the most is the attitude of Peter Strzok. I think what bothers everybody the most, including Jim Jordan, if you thought about it a little more, is that it's the criminality. It is the coup. It is the, in other words, if Peter Strzok had been polite, if he'd been very courteous and polite in his messages, it wouldn't change the criminality one whit. So I don't think that it certainly is an extra goad. It's an extra, you know, thumb in the eye, the way Strzok and Page and these others have contempt for you out there and all of us patriots. But the fundamental is this is one of the worst coup d'etat attempts to overthrow a government in history anywhere, the worst in American history. And it's the nastiness of it, the deep state quality of it, the fact that it was going on and that it very well had Hillary been elected, we would never have found any of this out. Isn't that amazing, Paul? You and I would have gone to our graves having never had any awareness.
No, that's right.
Same for you folks out there. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprise 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there.
We're back, folks.
Me, I got to beware.
And I was just talking with Paul during the break, on another story, another log that's went on the fire here in the last couple of days. And Donald Trump, I'll read his tweets on this. Well, here, let's go to the president first rather than me. He says, now the subject here is immigration and the children. And Paul says, I haven't seen the CNN coverage here, but I was at Montgomery Bell Park there in State Park, west of Nashville at the American Freedom Party and Council of Conservative Citizens joint conference there for the last. Actually, I was there for 4 days. But so I missed a little news. But Paul says CNN is having a nonstop sobathon about, oh, the children. Oh, Donald Trump is so nasty, little harmless, helpless children. He's an uncaring monster. It's nonstop. Yeah.
It's actually worse than just a sobathon. We all feel good. I mean, we feel protective of children and so on, but it's more than that. It's the outright accusation again and again and again of Trump being a manipulator, Trump holding the children hostage to get his wall built, Trump being heartless, his playing to his base, who are hard-hearted, hateful people, etc. I mean, there isn't even the pretense of reporting where they give you the facts and
maybe they go to one opinion or another opinion. Even in the reporting, Trump's a liar. Trump is a hard-hearted, vicious, cold, aloof, blah blah blah. Man, it's appalling. It's just like drumbeat propaganda.
Yeah. Now, hopefully, this, like everything else that the left has tried against Trump, will boomerang. It will boomerang. And here's the boomerang, folks. Kirstjen Nielsen, our Homeland Security Secretary, she got on television. Donald Trump stood next to her and praised her for making this very cogent argument. Of the 12,000 children now in custody, 10,000 were abandoned by their parents, their Mexican parents, sent the children, probably, I guess they're all ages, from very little to a little older, but I'll bet you there's some shockingly young children in this group. Can you imagine? Now, I want you to just imagine, folks, and I'll tell you what I would do if I were Donald Trump. I would take these children, gather them up, you know, taking extremely good care of them, as we are now doing, and as the Trump administration is now doing, providing the medical care, food, housing, clothing, everything they need, Donald Trump is providing. But what I would do is I would get a convoy of Air Force One and Marine One helicopters. I'd get a whole Air Force, and I'd load all these children onto that Air Force, 12,000 of them. Now, I'm just thinking off the top of my head, folks, so correct me if you think there's something wrong with my thought here, but it just comes to me. All 12,000 of them, I'd fly in with the full military might of the President of the United States, and I'd land them all on the front lawn, the presidential palace of El Supremo, whoever the corrupt SOB who is president of Mexico is. I'd land them all on his front lawn, and I'd say, here, and with a big giant pallet full of money, why don't you take care of your children in this country? What's wrong with you people?
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with you people? What kind of is this a civilization here? What is this? Is this a zoo you're running down here in Mexico?
Well, it was till they overthrew the Spanish, but I'm not so sure. I totally agree on that one.
It's not an actual proposal. And of course, I would never put our president at risk. But it's just a thought experiment, folks. It's just a visualization. But here's the point. Well, you know, Donald Trump has made the point when he came down the escalator was it June 15th, 2015, and said, "I'm running for president." He said, Mexico is sending us their worst. We don't need more rapists. Well, you know what? We don't need more child abusers either. We don't need parents that abandon their own children.
Yeah.
We don't need... What? I mean, look, Mexico's in bad shape, folks. But to me, I hope this is the scum of Mexico. I hope that these parents who abandon their own children. Can you imagine what kind of a parent that is? It will take like a 7-year-old child and put them in the Sonoran Desert with a coyote, or put them on a raft in the fast-flowing Rio Grande with a coyote, with a bunch of other children. I hope that's the scum of Mexico and not the cream of Mexico. I hope that's not the best Mexico has to offer. Because if that's the best Mexico has to offer, we need to build that wall about 100 feet high.
That's right.
Right back. We'll be right back.
Still last 10 years like the shoe. The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
We're back, folks. Hey, thanks for tuning us in. We're halfway into our show here, and we're talking about, Paul raised a very important question here about the pathetic and despicable use by the media of poor children to try to portray Donald Trump as a monster. And the facts are exactly the opposite. Donald Trump is a very caring man. It's the media and the left that doesn't care. And I made the point that if the kind of parents, following the left's logic, we should take the scum of the earth. Folks, what could be lower or more despicable than a parent that abandoned its own child, little child? I can't imagine a more creepy person than that. So here's what's going on right now. The creepiest people, and Paul makes the point, it's not just Mexico, it's El Salvador, Honduras, Guatemala. The Mexican government, as I said, led by the presidential SOB, whoever it is, and whoever runs the Mexican government, you know it's an SOB and a criminal. That's a given. It's not going to be an honorable person. It's impossible. There's no honorable government in Mexico. Everything is corrupt from stem to stern. But the
I'll call you back.
It's not a question of are the cartels in control of the government. It's just which cartel is in control in this particular election. But now, we're supposed to now. If these children are allowed into the country en masse, followed by their parents, because you can't separate the children from the parents who just abandoned their own children. What the hell kind of logic is this? So now we have to bring all these Guatemalans, Hondurans, and these child abusing Mexicans who abandon their own children. Now we have to bring them all into our country, and this becomes our new citizen base. We bring the scum of Central America into our country. That sounds pretty smart, Paul.
This is madness, absolute madness.
Yeah. So the and I made the point. If that's the way this is going, Donald Trump's 30-foot wall needs to become bigger than that, taller than that, maybe as tall as the tallest wall in the world. Folks, do you know where that is? The wall, which wall built to stop invaders would already sacked the interior that wall was built to protect. They'd already sacked that interior in the year 846 and terrorized and murdered the population. Muslims raiding the Vatican and destroying old St. Peter's Basilica and killing the people inside in 846. So Pope Leo IV said, you know what we need? We need a wall 40 feet high with towers that are much higher than that all along the wall, 40 feet high and incredibly thick, impenetrable wall, which then later did in fact defend the Vatican against returning Muslims. But that's the kind of wall we did. Of course, now we have a pope who is a complete idiot, who is advocating the dispersal of the entire third world population through European countries, which would be the quickest, surest way to destroy our entire European civilization. So, but by the way, that wall called the Leo, I just found out researching it tonight during the break. Thank you, Paul, for asking the question. It's called the Leonine Wall. I didn't know why it was called the Leonine Wall, this 40-foot wall. Well, it's because Pope Leo built it. So there you go. And if you go to the Vatican, I've never been there, but if you go to the Vatican, that was probably some pretty darn impressive wall surrounding the Vatican, where the Pope inside is saying, who needs walls?
Yeah, well, if he didn't have the Swiss Guard protecting him, he might find out what it's like to have the Vatican taken over by squatters. I'm not so sure he wants to go there.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the story. We touched on this story earlier. Here it is at Breitbart. FBI agent Peter Strzok escorted out of headquarters. FBI agent Peter Strzok, who sent text messages expressing bias against President Donald Trump. I mean, you know, we could use stronger language than that, you know, was escorted out of the Federal Bureau of Investigation's headquarters on Tuesday, today, as part of disciplinary action, according to multiple reports. And here's a statement from his lawyer, Eitan Goldman, who says, he said, Strzok remains a proud FBI agent who wants to continue working to keep the American people safe. Yeah. Goldman said Strzok was the target of unfounded personal attacks, political games, and inappropriate information leaks. Oh, yeah. And let's see. Former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who also worked on the Hillary Clinton email investigation. Well, it gives some of these text messages here, which you've already heard. Well, anyway, so we don't know. We'll probably find out tomorrow. Why was he escorted out of the building? I hope at least it means he was fired. And he has agreed to testify. He was subpoenaed immediately after he agreed to testify. So that was just a strategic move on Strzok's part. But he is going to go before the same Jim Jordan and the same John Kennedy and others. So he will be grilled. And this is going to be really, this is going to be enjoyable watching Peter Strzok have to deal with the grilling that he's going to get, Paul.
Yeah. This is finally beginning to turn.
Yeah. There's a tweet from the president here. Let me go over. I was over on the president's tweets here. He's got some new tweets. One of them says, hey, come to my rally tomorrow in Duluth at 6:30 p.m. Central Time. Now, we go on the air here, folks, at 8 p.m. Central Time. So the rally starts at 6:30. Doors open at, I think, 3:30. I'll be there early because from what I've heard, if you got to get there early to get into a Trump rally. Some rallies have had 30,000 people stranded outside, 20,000, 10,000. Some rallies, more people stranded outside than got inside. Wow. And here's the remarkable aspect of that, Paul, showing the passion of the Trump movement. I've never heard any story about anyone ever getting angry, that they may have driven for a day, stood in the hot, the cold, snow, the wind, rain for most of a day, and still not gotten in. I've never heard one story of somebody angry or, you know, saying, you know, why did you overbook the event, or, you know, why didn't you get... Nobody's angry. Instead, the reports I've heard from people who've been to these Trump rallies is, and some of them people who actually never got in, they said, we were ecstatic outside. We were so happy to be in this huge crowd of patriots that even though we never got inside, we were quite glad we drove all that way and stood all that time, got all that sunburn, or, you know, got soaked. So the, you know, that Paul, that what that signals is that Trump really, really has reached down into the heart of mainstream America.
Yeah, that, he really has connected, as they say.
Yes, and it's only getting better. So there he is. He says, come to the rally. Well, Mr. President, I will be there. And join me for the MAGA rally. The tickets, if you want to get tickets, folks, how do you do it? Go to DonaldTrump.com. He's made it real easy. DonaldTrump.com, and then there's a button, rallies. Press that button, and you'll be shown the most recent upcoming rallies. And then you can get two tickets per email address. But it's very generous. The way it's run is very generous. If you kind of just press a second time, you get two more tickets. So I got four tickets to that event in DeFargo, and I've got buddies who want to go. So we'll have a convoy of people from Eastern North Dakota will go on out to these two events. And so there's the news there. Let me take a look at the caller board. Let me just see if we've got any callers to attend to here. Going down the list here, we got Tom in Florida and George in Texas. Let's start out with a new Tom in Florida. We'll start with you, the new Tom in Florida. You're on the air.
James.
Yes, sir.
I called before, but anyway, I just want to make one point. I live down here in Broward County, Florida, and I met a Hispanic missionary that told me that there are thousands of orphan kids on the street in South America that are sniffing glue. Now, this was a few years back. And they sniffed the glue because they had nothing to eat to kill the hunger pain. So I thought, well, maybe this has something to do with who's coming here. That's the picture I got. You know, maybe these kids that are coming here, maybe they're orphans and claiming they have parents. I don't know what's going on with this. I just thought I'd put that in.
Well, okay. Yes. Well, one thing is for sure is that what Mel Gibson noted in his movie Apocalypto, which was a study, a beautiful study, very realistic, very authentic, of the Aztec society, I won't call it civilization, the Aztec society, the traits of that you see in the Mel Gibson movie, I believe are still in play, it's still the same society. The cruelty, right, the murderousness, the lack of civilization, the criminality, you know, that's the way the Aztecs ran their society. It was bloodthirsty. It was horrible. And Mexico looks the same way. And we have to, let's put it this way. Let's imagine, do another thought experiment. I imagine the president showing up with all those kids on the lawn of the president of El Presidente of Mexico. Let's imagine another thought experiment. Imagine that Mexico was not Mexico. Imagine that I don't know what the population is. I know it's over 100 million. But let's say there were 100 million Swedes that lived in Swedesico. It was Swedesico down there with 100 million Viking-looking, highly intelligent, wonderful, warm Swedish and Norwegian people. Would we have a problem? Would we have to build a wall on our border?
No. Like Canada?
Yeah, or like Canada. But the longest undefended border in the world and in history. We don't need a wall against Canada. Now, Paul will back me up on this. There's a little caveat to that, and that is that people bringing in third worlders are using in both directions. They're using the Canadian-American border as a backdoor through which to sneak smuggled people, which is requiring now that we have some border enforcement. But before that process started, and I'll let you comment on it, Paul, in a second. Before that process began, the American-Canadian border was just crickets and birds in the forest.
Yeah,
there was no need to enforce anything. Your comment, Paul?
Yeah, I agree. There is definite efforts to smuggle third worlders in both into the United States from Canada, but also because our government refuses to actually secure the border, we've had thousands and thousands of people from the third world pouring across the border between New York State and Quebec, crossing fields, and our government refuses to build a fence or even to really police them. And what's happening is, for instance, our people are flying in as tourists to the United States from Nigeria and then heading right up to the border, and they walk across and then they claim refugee status. It's a long story, but it's a complete breakdown of security. I think the United States has every right to look at Canada with a jaundiced eye about who's getting in here.
Yeah, and then folks
coming back to the States.
Yeah, and let's use Canada as the example. It's exactly like my imaginary Swedesico. A bunch of Swedes and Norwegians instead of Mexicans in Mexico. Well, Canada is that country. We have had this centuries-long peace between Canada and America, in which, Canada is a wonderful place. Canadians have no motive to go to America instead of their own wonderful Canada, and Americans likewise. We don't yearn to breathe free in Canada because it's a better place than here. No, it's six of one, half a dozen of the other. Canada's and America's civilizations are identical. They come from the exact same peoples and the exact same roots. And so it's whether you're born in Canada or America is a matter of indifference. It's wonderful historically. It has been wonderful in both places. And there was no need for any border to prevent movement from one area to the other. Because there was no one trying to get one direction or the other. And that's what, when you have two civilized nations next to each other, that's what you have. And Norway and Sweden are a good example. Those two beautiful nations don't need any fence between, Norway and Sweden. So changes. Go ahead, Tom.
I talked to people all over the world down here, and I talked to a guy from northern Sweden. And he said, "Do you know how far away our police department is?" And I said, "He's 400 miles." He said, "In northern Sweden, the nearest police department is 400 miles away."
Oh, that's how safe it is.
Yeah, northern Sweden.
Yeah, exactly. And now, of course, parts of Sweden now, like in Malmo, that's the third largest city in Sweden, they have entire schools in which there is not one single Swede, not one single Swede. And I said this before the school board candidates in the debate here in the city council chambers. I said, not one single Swede. Now, Nobody said, well, what do you mean by a Swede? You know, when I said, obviously I meant not one single white Swede. But you don't have to say white Swede, because everybody knows what a Swede is, unless you're a moron. And Africans aren't Swedes. And it doesn't matter if somebody, you know, 10 years from now, when you have some children born of these invaders, Middle Easterners and Africans in Sweden, they're not going to be Swedes. They're still Africans. We've got one more segment to go. Thank you, Tom in Florida. We'll go to George and our other Tom right after this break. Stay tuned.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To blame for the love that's deep inside us now, still the same.
I want to go first to Donald, that is the Donald Trump, talking today about this insanity on our border. And here he makes, you really can hear the heart of Donald Trump here and the intelligence. Listen to him talking today about the border.
Be detained together or removed together, only released. These are crippling loopholes that cause family separation, which we don't want. As a result of these loopholes, roughly 500,000 illegal immigrant family units and minors from Central America have been released into the United States since 2014 at unbelievably great taxpayer expense. Nobody knows how much we're paying for this monstrosity that's been created over the years. Legislation that nobody has any idea what they're doing. They don't even know what it means. And you have to see this. It's a mile high. Child smugglers exploit the loopholes.
Now, this is important. And Paul will have a keen sense for this. Donald Trump, unlike all these other damn politicians, he's aware that we don't know what's going on. As a businessman, he realizes, he'd say, this is out of control. Politicians don't concern themselves with whether there's something is well run. They don't care about that. A businessman does. He steps into the scene. He says, this operation's out of control. You have no idea how much money you're spending. You have no idea what you're doing. And he would put a stop to it. Politicians don't care about that stuff. They only want to get reelected. How big the mess they create is a matter of indifference. Correct, Paul?
That's right. It'll be for somebody else to clear that.
Yeah.
And they gain illegal entry into the United States, putting countless children in danger on the perilous trek to the United States. They come up through Mexico. Mexico does nothing for us. You hear it here. They do nothing for us. They could stop it. They have very, very strong laws. I want to take a moment to address.
There we go. They do nothing for us. We'll end on that. And you can hear the emphasis in our president's voice. He's disgusted with the Mexican government.
Rightly so.
And we're going to run out of time here. You held on the phone there, George in Texas. All we can do is say hi. How you doing, George? If he's still there, we may have lost George. And Tom in Florida, we'll have to just bail out on the phone calls here and give you guys rain checks. Thank you very much for checking in. And I'll cross my fingers. If the creeks don't rise, and the Lord willing, I will. I'll be talking to you from a Trump rally tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
How do you like apples?
Wow.
Thanks, Paul. And thanks, everybody. Be with us tomorrow night and see how it, see what happens. I'm like Donald Trump here. We'll see what happens. See you tomorrow. Thanks.
That's good.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.